I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. Happy New Year. I know we're a week into the new year, so the news probably already starting to wear off just a little bit. But, you know, I like to say Happy New Year all of January. I love the new year. And it's just fresh. You know, it's like Mondays. It's a fresh start. But with the new year, you have the whole year ahead of you. There's something super duper exciting about that. And I just love it. I love the idea of new goals and resolutions. And so ironically, or maybe not so ironically, our weekly winning word this week is goals. Of course it is. We need to set our goals. We need to be prepared and ready to take on the new year and achieve what it is that we would like to achieve. And of course, that's what I've Decided is all about. We are here to help you achieve your purpose, your goals, your dreams, whatever they are. We want to go alongside you and help you do that. And we have an awesome conference right around the corner you don't want to miss. So be sure to check that out at our website, ivedecided.org. And you can also learn more about my guest there too, because she happens to be teaching one of our power sessions. So my friend who is here with me today is Dr. Eileen Seti. Hey, Dr. Seti.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I love calling you Dr. Seti. Oh. I just think that is so awesome. And you know why? Because you earned it, A. B, I watched you go through that journey. I feel like I was kind of a part of your journey a little bit because I met you at Curves. You were working out at Curves whenever you started this whole process of getting your PhD, raising a family. Our kids, then we found out we're on the gymnastics team together.
Right,
and so we were just meant to kind of get to know each other,
I think. I'm so grateful.
But I did kind of follow your journey, and I was always just so impressed. You continued to be a good mom. You continued to work. You continued to work out. I mean, come on. How'd you do that?
It was a juggle, and I think the way that I was able to go back to school at 40 at Northern Illinois University, so I had to drive 2 hours and 15 minutes. I know that path well. My van could drive it on its own, I think. But I think the thing that saved me the most was having such a wonderful support system, and you and Curves, you were definitely part of that support system. My husband Chris and my parents and my siblings and our friends, everybody knew that this was my goal, that I wanted that PhD, that I wanted to be Dr. Seti. As much as you like calling me Dr. Seti, I love hearing Dr. Seti because it is a reminder of that journey and how difficult it was. But it was that support group that really got me through all of those long hours of travel and studying and missing events with my family because I was writing a paper or I was reading a book. But even the ladies at Curves were there cheering me on and asking me how I was doing. And boy, that support group, that's what really got me through that very difficult journey.
Yeah. And you did it. You had a goal. Now, did you always know that you were going to go on at some point in your life to get your PhD, or was it something that you just had all of a sudden started having this burning desire? Or
I set that goal when I was 12 years old. I went to a little brother's little sister's weekend with my older sister at her college at Wartburg College in Waverly, Iowa. I was 12, and I got to sit in on one of her classes. I don't even know what class it was. I don't even remember. But what I do remember was that the professor was very funny, extremely engaging. He included me in his lecture and made me feel part of the class. And when I walked out of that classroom, I said, that's what I want to be when I grow up. I want to do that. And so that's when I started practicing writing my name, Dr. Eileen A.
When
Ruby.
You were 12. Right. That's awesome. Right. I just got chills. Yeah, I love hearing that story.
My goal. And so when, as I was going through high school, I worked really hard on my grades because I knew I was going, that I wanted to go to graduate school. I got my bachelor's at Eureka College. I knew I was going on. My professors there were so supportive, really helped me be prepared to be a graduate student. I went straight from my bachelor's to Loyola University in Chicago, and I was there about 3 months, and I realized this is the most awful thing in the world.
Oh.
And I did not like graduate school. I did not do well. It was a struggle. I think I was too young. I was the youngest person in my cohort. Most everybody was in their 30s and 40s, and they just had more life experience. They had more to share and more to give, and it was really difficult for me. And so I just finished with my master's and started my career in the nonprofit sector, helping people, which I absolutely loved. But always in the back of my mind was that Dr. Eileen A. Ruby. I wanted that PhD. And at some point, it was probably in my 30s, I decided, well, if I don't go back to school by the time I'm 40, I'll be too old. There's no way that I can do that. And lo and behold, in my late 30s, Illinois Central College reached out to me. A friend of a friend learned that I had my master's in sociology and they needed an instructor over the summer. And the girls were young. They were like 2 and 5, I think. They were pretty little. And I thought, well, I'll just do this for fun. I'll try it. I absolutely loved it. I loved the students at ICC. I loved, teaching. It was such a great fit. So here that goal then
it
was
started
rekindled.
That burning desire.
That burning desire was rekindled.
See, it's like a part of your purpose. It's like it's the plan. You know what I mean? It's like you just can't get rid of it.
It is.
Like that's what's going to happen.
That's what's going to happen.
You just keep falling back into it. I just love that.
Well, yeah. And then I had this support group. I had my husband. I had my parents, especially my father, who just, he always said, you should be a professor. You should be a professor. When are you going back? It wasn't, are you going back? It was, when are you going back? And with my husband's support and did some research and found a program at Northern. And so I said, okay, I'm going to try one class just to see if I can do this, but the juggle with the kids.
Before you go all in.
Before I go all in, I could be a student at large, so I didn't have to, take any exams or anything. And it was about 20 minutes into that first class, and I thought, this is it. This is where I'm supposed to be, which was a blessing in a disguise, right? It was where I was supposed to be, but then it was like, oh, my gosh, how am I going to do this? How?
Because now you have two daughters,
a husband,
you're still working.
Yep. His career was taking off, and, just how do we do all of this? And so I continued to take just, one class at a time, one per semester. But then I started, aligning all of the resources that I needed. How do I get childcare? Who's taking the kids after school? And how do I study? And how do I still get to gymnastics classes and the band concerts and, all of those wonderful things? Because I wanted to be a mom as well. And I think what I learned often the hard way was that something's got to give. The house is going to be an absolute disaster. And that's okay if it's not clean all of the time. I'm going to miss, some of those gymnastics practices or meets. But as long as somebody is there, as long as a grandma or an aunt or an uncle or daddy, as long as somebody is there, that's what that child needs to feel supported and to feel loved. And I got to watch the videos. I could have my own private showing of that event on video, and we made it a fun time with the girls, and it was important to them, and I was still part of it. So it was that juggle and aligning those resources. So then when I was ready to really jump in full time as a student, I could do that.
And I love you sharing that story because I happen to know your daughters and relatively well. I've seen them. Yeah. They're in the same school with my mm-hmm. kids, and your youngest daughter and my youngest daughter are pretty good buddies.
They hang out quite often. A dynamic duo.
And I love that you shared that you you know, you, it was okay for you to miss some things. Mm-hmm. So many times I talk to, I think women and men too, though, not just women, but men too. We're so afraid to do the things that we need to do mm-hmm. to go after our goals, to go after our dreams, because we want to 100% fully never miss a thing, you know. And for some people, that might be, that's fine. I'm not saying it's, but if you've got that burning desire, Dr. Seti just said it's okay. I'm telling you, it's okay. It's okay if you miss something every now and then, because guess what? Your kids, they're okay with that.
Right.
In fact, I think they're better off for it, especially when they see you achieving a goal, then they want to do the same thing.
Exactly. And I remember before I went back to school, I had a very important lunch with Kate, our oldest daughter. She was probably 5 or 6 at that time. We were at the Taco Bell on Knoxville near downtown. I remember it very clearly. And I talked to her. I said, now, you know, what do you think about me going back to school? And of course, she was, you know, she was all in. Mom, you have to go back to school. She had no idea what a PhD was or what that meant. So we, you know, we talked about it. And then I said, well, you know, I wouldn't be here all the time. I would miss things. And she said, well, I think that's okay. I think that's worth it. Well, so then flash forward, it was a late night. I was studying, she was studying. We had turned our spare bedroom into an office for me. And, we're both reading and working on papers. And she was probably 10 at that time. And she said, Mom, I made a decision. I said, oh, okay, I'm listening. What's your decision? And she said, I'm not going to wait until I'm 40 to start a PhD. I'm going to get it done sooner.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. And I said, Kate, that's the smartest thing you could do, because I am struggling. You know, like, this is so hard to do.
Right.
But as much as I hated, you know, missing out on so much of their activities, I was also their role model.
That's
that
right.
You can work hard. You can succeed. You can be a mom. You can have a you know, profession, and you can go back to school. 40 really isn't that old.
It's not at all. And you don't look a day over 39 right now. And now you graduate. You know, it's awesome. So, and not only are you inspiring for your own daughters, but you're inspiring for me and anyone right now who's listening to this show, because I just love that you had that dream when you were a little girl and it just kept following you and it wasn't going to leave you alone until you accomplished it. And it's just awesome. And now we get to have you speak at our conference in January. So, hey guys, if you're just tuning in to our show this morning, you're listening to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. And you've been listening to Dr. Eileen Seti. She's been sharing her success journey of getting her PhD at the age of 40. And I really wanted her to share that with you, because it's just so, it does, you know, maybe getting your PhD is not your goal. That's okay. It's not
that
meant for everyone.
Okay.
It is totally okay. But it's meant to inspire you to hear someone's journey that, you know, no matter where you are, what you're doing, with the right support system, with the right information. You talked about setting things up. Mm-hmm. You had to set up childcare for your kids. You had to plan ahead. You had to set these goals, mm-hmm. right? And that happens to be our weekly winning word this week, goals. We're kicking off the new year, and we want you to set your goals. And also, your power session that you're teaching, Chasing Dreams and Paying Bills, which after hearing your story, that sounds perfect. So what, give us a little, you know, don't tell us all. They have to come to the conference to learn more about the power session. But give us a little taste of what that's going to be about.
Well, it's paying those darn bills. That's the hard part,
those
right?
Those darn bills. And I don't know why bills. They have to keep showing up.
Exactly. Well, you know, I think in the power session, we're going to talk a lot about balance. And how do you get your resources organized in order to chase a dream? A PhD is a pretty big dream. It doesn't have to be that big of a dream. I am a chair at Methodist College, and I work with students every day. And our college students are older. Our average student is about 27. They work, they have a family, and they have a dream of going back to school and getting a degree. And it often will take a prospective student 6 months to a year to just get their life organized so that they're ready to start school. Because if you start on a big audacious goal too soon and you're not ready, then that's just a recipe for failure, and then you feel miserable and you don't want that. So really, what is that planning that needs to happen before you jump in on working on that goal? And then how do you set smaller goals along the way? In my journey, it was, okay, I'm just going to try one class. It wasn't get that PhD necessarily. It was just, let's see if we can make this work. And I felt very successful after that first semester. I was able to make the drive. I got an A in the class, so I knew I could do the work. We worked out the childcare. We worked out, paying for tuition. But like, we knew we could do it. And so I think that in the power session, we're going to talk about how do you set those SMART goals? How do you set those little goals along the way that are going to keep you motivated, keep you moving, and make you feel successful? And then I think another thing that it really is so important when you're chasing your dreams and paying your bills is that support system. The more people that you tell about, your goal and what your dream is and where you're going, then you can enlist this support group to help you through those darkest days, because it's not easy. Every goal is going to be difficult to obtain it at some point in time. It's a journey. It's not an easy journey, but it's a journey. So if you can get people to help you along the way, and again, for me, Curves was a big part of my success, because I could go in and work out, and that was good for me, right? That was feeding my soul, and staying in shape was very important.
And it was fast, which you needed.
And it was fast, which was great.
And you do all kinds of other things. In fact, you work out in another place now, but for that portion of your life,
it was perfect.
You needed something super fast and super quick.
Right.
And then when you got your degree and you finished what you needed, you could get back to doing some longer classes and spending more time at the gym than the half hour. So you moved into something different.
I moved
and that's
into something
totally
different.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was great. But I had those women that I was working out with that would say, "How are you doing? You're not in school today. How was the trip?" It was just those little check-ins that made me realize, oh, they're rooting for me. They're here to support me. They are here.
How long was this journey? Like when you set out to get your PhD, mm-hmm. How long did it actually take you?
So my first class was January of 2011, and I graduated in December of 2017.
Okay. So
It was just over 5.5 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a long...
That's a long time.
It was a long
time.
When
you really think about that, that is a long time. But you got it done.
I got it done.
And like I said, you don't look a day older than when you started. So
I have more gray hair, though.
That is awesome. That is just awesome. So let's talk... If you're listening and you're thinking about your goals, and I like to use this as a good example, as like someone will tell me, I want to be healthy.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, that entails so much. And what I hear you just saying is that you got to bring that back down and you got to make a SMART goal out of it.
Right.
And you have to say, okay, what's the first step that's going to move you in that direction?
Right. And that's something that we'll talk about in the power session is how do you get organized? How do you make that little plan for yourself so that you are moving forward versus just jumping in with 2 feet? I'm going to get my PhD.
Yeah.
Poof. It's not going to happen. It's
going to take you a little while.
It's going to take you a little while.
Maybe.
Right, right.
Or longer, depending.
And so how do you, what we'll talk about is how can you make an action plan for yourself? How can you hold yourself accountable? How do you get your resources organized? And how do you develop that pool, your network, that pool of cheerleaders that's going to help you obtain that goal? And so part of that, to get healthy, well, what does healthy mean? Does that mean that you are Eating vegetables every day, does it mean that you're going to run a marathon in a year? What
do you need to drink water?
Yeah.
So many times I say to someone, are you drinking, 64 ounces of water? And that's just a general rule, right?
Right.
Oh, no, maybe a baller. Okay, so there's your first SMART goal.
There's your first SMART goal, right.
If you want to be healthy, you know, all in.
Defining that goal, what does it mean to be healthy? What are your expectations? And, I think so all too often we just say those big, I want to be healthier. But we don't define what that means. And therefore, you can't track if you've made any progress. So how do you know if you're successful or if you're not?
Right. So it needs to be a SMART goal. So it needs to be specific.
Yep.
So living healthy, getting out of debt, finishing school, that's an overarching goal that may not be very specific. It's a big goal,
right. But
you need to break that down into smaller, specific goals
right.
to so reach
So then you
that.
Can measure it, yeah, yes. absolutely, and hold yourself accountable. And that gets you on that journey. And then that's what fuels you through the full journey, which is a hard, difficult journey. Because you feel successful, because you've accomplished these little things, and that just motivates you even more, because success breeds success.
That's right. And hey, guys, that's what we're doing. That's what this is all about at I've Decided. We actually, I don't know if you know this yet, we just started this year, Dr. Steady, we have community memberships with I've Decided, and that is geared towards just the everyday general person who has goals and dreams. And exactly what you're talking about, we want to provide them the tools, the resources, the support, the accountability, the motivation, inspiration, mm-hmm. right? Everything that they need. We don't all have a great support system at home, maybe, or we don't have that family that's going to support us. And so we need to surround ourselves with people who are going to support you along the way. And we want to go along that journey with you. And when you join our community, you get to come to all three of our motivational leadership conferences every year. You get your success planner and journal and your weekly winning resources that include your weekly winning word and some things that you can do along the week to help you stay on track and be successful. So we'd love to have you join our community and would love to see you at the conference on January 19th. If you haven't checked us out, I want to invite you to do that today. Visit us at ivedecided.org. Join our community. Get on track to achieving your goals and dreams, whatever they are. Because if you can get a PhD at 40, surely, I can get on a budget.
Yes.
Or I can, write a book or finish my bachelor's degree or lose some weight or, whatever that goal is. It's just so motivating to hear your story.
Well, thank you.
So are you a professor, or did this lead you down a different path?
No, it led me to, I am the chair of Career Pathways and Continuing Education at Methodist College, and I work with students who are on a journey or with professionals that are continuing their educational journey. So I work with a lot of students that are going to get their certified nursing assistant, their certificate, or become a medical assistant. And it's often a step to another degree or another goal that they have. So I love working with people who have a dream, have a vision of where they want to be, but often they just don't quite know how to get there.
Right.
And so at the college, I am certainly able to do that. And I also get to work with nonprofit organizations in the community on the same thing, that I help nonprofits set a vision and then help them develop strategic plans in order to obtain those goals and provides whatever services that they are providing to the community. So the PhD definitely got me to where I wanted to be. I absolutely love working at the college. My colleagues are just outstanding, and it is an opportunity where I can help people on their journey, and now I can be their cheerleader and help them move forward in what they want to achieve in their life.
Yeah, and you have a success story to share with all of them.
Yes,
and isn't that cool?
It is when I can tell a student who is tired and grumpy and frustrated, and I can say, I know exactly how you feel, and because I was you not too long ago. And guess what? You can persevere. You can continue. You can do this. And so I think they appreciate that my experience is so fresh in my mind.
Yeah, and I love that, because there is nothing more that someone needs when they're on any kind of journey, whether they went through some type of, you know, an event in their life that was a devastating event in their life, or whether they're on this journey of goals, to have someone who says to them, I know how you feel, because you really do. Yeah. You know, you can't say to someone, I know how you feel, if you haven't been down that journey, because in their mind, they're like, you have no idea.
You have no idea.
You have no idea. So I just love that you can say, I know exactly how you feel, and you can talk them through it, and you do know how they feel.
Right.
You know, and that's what it's like to be a part of a group, to be surrounded by others who are accomplishing things that you want to accomplish.
Right.
And you've inspired, you know, people to go on and finish their degree. And obviously you inspired your own daughter to get her PhD.
Oh my gosh, she's only a senior at Richwood. So we've got a while for that PhD. Well, but who knows?
But maybe she's going to be starting college next year.
Next year.
So what does she plan to do? Any
elementary education. She wants to teach in Peoria Public Schools.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But if she gets a PhD, then maybe she might teach teachers.
She could.
Then she could. Right? That's what you do. That's what you would do in a PhD of education. Then you'd be a professor of education.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So, we'll see. She is one of those people that is cut out to be like a first or second grade teacher. So
yes, I can totally see that.
Yes, we'll see where it leads her.
I totally see that. I just think that's great. Okay, so just as a reminder, if you loved hearing the success story from Dr. Eileen Sassetti, we're your success Sassetti. From Dr. Eileen Sassetti, and you want to learn more about her journey and how you can get on track and get on journey and learn from her at our power session. When you register, just be sure to pick her power session, Dr. Eileen Sassetti. The title is Chasing Dreams and Paying Bills. And if there is one thing that I have learned in my life, and I bet you would agree, Dr. Sassetti, is that when you are following your purpose, when you're making the decisions that align with your purpose, somehow the bills get paid.
Somehow they do. And I remember, you know, we just lived simply, and that was fine. But live simply. And I think we took the opportunity to celebrate when we could, and we took the opportunity to be a family when we could. And, you know, instead of going to the movies, we went to the park, and it was still family time. And, the bills got paid.
The bills get paid. So never, never, never stop chasing your dreams because you're afraid that you won't be able to pay the bills. That's just, it's not going to happen. It won't. In fact, I just think when your actions align with your deepest desires, everything kind of falls into place.
It works out.
I think the opposite is what happens to us. When our actions are not aligning with what we should be doing, that's when we get in trouble paying our bills.
I agree.
That's when we get in trouble paying our bills. It's been so awesome having you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I can't wait for your power session. It's going to be great. And I appreciate seeing you. And I appreciate your time coming down and sharing your journey with us.
My
pleasure.
I know
it's been, it's inspired somebody today listening to the show.
Well, thank you.
Definitely me. And we want to thank you guys so much, all of the listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in to our radio show today. We are very grateful for you and grateful for your support. Appreciate you so much. If you need, if you want to get some information through me or have any questions, you can email me at kim@ivedecided.org. kim@ivedecided.org. I'd love to hear from you. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a great day. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?